Our markets remain quiet, but there's a lot to trade on. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Joe Coyma with Coyma, Coyma & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. We talk about what's going on with the cattle markets, as we've seen those up and down here the last few days.
There's quite a bit to chew on today. I don't know if I approach this as just giving you all the information and you guys decide where the market's going to go, because that's kind of how I feel like. You got some big momentum higher here since yesterday in the feeders especially, and the fats kind of following suit and some of the deferreds. It's not really, you know, based upon a cash move made in the cash cattle by any means, and you certainly have maybe, you know, some negativity, you know, throughout this marketplace, but yet it kind of goose higher yesterday. Had some follow through this morning. We're a little bit off of our highs.
And he pointed out the USDA came out with some news that was worth following, or at least looking at.
Late yesterday, kind of after the market closed, we had the USDA kind of have an article out that we can start treating some of the screwworm stuff out there. And so that seems to be maybe a touch negative when you get an announcement like that. Cash feeders in general maybe have softened up a little bit, not like, you know, in chunks or anything like that. But it looks like you have the AIs and, you know, algos kind of just goose this thing higher here this morning, even though on the back of a government shutdown. Usually that can be a little bit negative too. So this thing is flying all over the place, kind of light volume, but back to $6-$7 trading ranges in the feeders. When we look at the cash cattle, there has been a little bit of a hint of cash going on out there in the south and in the north. I don't know if I would call it a completely true market by any means yet, but we're seeing some 360 that traded in the north. In the south, there's some stuff that's about $3-$4 lower.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.